June 17, 1915, everything must end in the divine will and be enclosed in it. Jesus gives to Louisa the cross of light of his divine will in place of the cross of wood. Finding myself in my usual state, I was lamenting with Jesus, telling him, "My life, Jesus, everything is ended. At the most, what is left to me is nothing other than your flashes and shadows." And Jesus, interrupting my saying, told me, "My daughter, everything must end in my will. Once the soul has done this, she has done everything. If she had done much without enclosing it in my will, one can say that she has done nothing. I take into account all that ends in my will, since my own life is in it, as if bound. So, it is just that I take into account even the most tiny things, even trifles, as my own things, because I feel that each tiny act the creature does united with my will, she takes from me first, and then she performs it. Therefore, all my sanctity, my power, my wisdom, my love and all that I am are included in her tiniest act. In that act done with my will, I feel the repetition of my life, my works, my word, my thought and so on. So, if your things ended up in my will, what else would you want? All things have only one final point. The sun has that of invading all the earth with its light. The farmer sows, hoes, works the earth. He suffers from cold and heat. However, that is not his final point, which is, rather, to reap the fruits and make of them his own food. The same thing for many other things which, many as they are, resolve into one single point, and this point constitutes the life of man. The soul must make everything end in the single point of my will. It will be her life and I will make of it my food. Then he added, "In these sad times, you and I will go through a very painful period, things will rage more. However, know that if I take my cross of wood away from you, I give you the cross of my will, which is no length and no width, it is interminable. I could not give you a more noble cross. It is not made of wood, but of light. And in this light, which burns more than any fire, we will suffer together in every creature, in their agonies and in their tortures. We will try to be the life of all."